These recordings are produced by the American Thoracic Society. We help the world breathe. These materials are intended for informational purposes only and should be used to complement the care and education provided by your personal health care providers. This audio file goes with the ATS fact sheet on pneumonia. It summarizes the highlights of the pneumonia fact sheet and will only take a few minutes to listen to from start to finish. Having a serious lung problem, whether it is a loved one or yourself, isn't easy. We hope that this information is useful to you and may help you have a better understanding of pneumonia. We also encourage you to speak with a member of the healthcare team about specific questions you may have. For more information, visit www.thoracic.org/patients. Pneumonia is an infection deep in the lungs. Many things can cause this illness. Usually, it is due to bacteria, but can sometimes be caused by a virus or a fungus. The most common symptoms are cough, fever, chills, and trouble breathing. Sometimes, people will have nausea, diarrhea, or chest pain. Less often, people will have fatigue, but no cough or fever. These symptoms can come on fast or can get worse over time. At times, a person with a virus, like a cold, can start to feel better, then get a new fever or start to feel worse. This could mean there is a new problem caused by bacteria. People who start out with a cold or the flu can get pneumonia in this way, which is also sometimes called a secondary bacterial infection. Your healthcare provider will consider your symptoms and do an exam. They may also do a chest x-ray, a CT or a CAT scan, sputum tests, or other tests if needed. It can be hard to know exactly which bacteria is causing the pneumonia. Your healthcare provider will prescribe antibiotics that are likely to work for you. In addition to antibiotics, you will also need to rest often and drink plenty of fluids. Fortunately, many people are able to recover from pneumonia at home. Some people who are very sick may need to stay in the hospital and get other treatments, such as oxygen therapy, IV fluids, IV antibiotics, or even be on a breathing machine until they can breathe well on their own. You or your loved one should call your healthcare provider or clinic if your cough is very bad or getting worse, you have a fever that is not going away, or you have a hard time breathing. Seek help right away if you have a hard time breathing, you have severe chest pain, your fingertips are a bluish color, or you cough up blood. Here are a few tips to help you or your loved one get better faster. Take all doses of your medicine, even if you start to feel better in a few days. Do not skip doses of your medicine. Do not save medicine or give it to someone else. Rest, but do not stay in bed all of the time. It is best to get up and move. Drink plenty of fluids. And finally, do not smoke or vape.